lot of people talking about Yellowstone this morning, and they did a very smart thing, because who could remember how Yellowstone left off? But it was easy to see the last episode from last season, and that was a good way to start your viewing, wasn't it, Dean?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's... and by the way, there are going to be no spoilers if anybody didn't see Yellowstone last night and saw what... how they're resolving the Kevin Costner thing of Kevin Costner no longer being in the show. I'm not going to spoil it for you now.
But he is in this season, right? Or is he? Or can't you say?
I don't.
He may be or may not be. Is that it?
I don't think. I want to go ahead and spoil it. But that, I will only say this, that they do resolve the future of his character in the episode that was on last night.
All right.
How they do that, that's up to you to go and find out on your own. I don't want to spend the next 6 months answering hate mail.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you, because I haven't watched it yet either.
Yeah. So
I'll watch it tonight.
You don't want me to spoil it. So anyway, but the point that you're making, though, it's been such a long time since the first half of this season was on. It's been almost 2 years. So they do remind you what was happening, and the second half of this new season will have 6 new episodes. They'll be every Sunday night until December the 15th. I kind of like that there's something to look forward to on Sunday night to watch. It's like, you know, when Sopranos were on, or, you know, or like the old days where you actually had to be there to watch something if you wanted to see it on its first run.
Yeah, but we're spoiled now. We like to binge, and if we have to wait a week, I went through this with Disclaimer. I wanted to see them all right away.
Right, right.
But, not this.
You're going to have to wait. So this is like old fashioned TV. You're going to have to wait until the next episode of Laugh-In comes on.
How did the movies at the theaters do this weekend?
You know what? This is just... I guess I'm not amazed by it, but it makes me kind of sad that the movie Venom has been the number one movie at the box office for the last 3 weeks, when there are like genuinely smart movies that are out there. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, people are looking for certain things. This Venom movie is sci-fi. It's fantasy. It's disgusting. All at the same time. Those are all the components for a number one movie. So Venom the Last Dance, now for the third week in a row, is the number one movie. It took in $16 million. Is turning out to be one of the bigger hits of the year, sadly enough. Sad statement on all of us.
Yeah, but no surprise, as you say. We saw the Saturday night movie over the weekend, and I really liked it. And then we went home and went on Peacock and watched the actual first Saturday Night Live from 50 years ago.
Fun.
Yeah, that was good.
A fun idea. Who was on that? Was that George Carlin?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep. And it was fun to see the way the movie depicted that first night, and then the real one.
And then to see it play out. That's a really good idea for anyone who's going to watch that movie.
Janice Ian was on, and Billy Preston.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Janice Ian. How about that?
At 17. The Critics' Choice Documentary Awards took place last night. Who were the winners?
Yeah, they actually had a tie for the best documentary of the year, and both movies very definitely worthy. The Superman Christopher Reeve story, his behind-the-scenes story, put together mostly by his children, was tied with this Will Ferrell documentary, Will and Harper, in which Will Ferrell goes on a cross-country road trip with a very close friend of 30 years who is transitioning as a trans woman. And both movies are very thoughtful and worthy of being the number one movie. I'm not surprised there was a tie. This is put together by the Critics' Choice Association, a group of which I am a member. It's critics from all over the world who vote on what we think are the best movie projects, movie and TV projects of the year. So both worthy movies if you're looking for good documentaries.
You may not know the name Ella Jenkins, but she was an important figure in our cultural scene here in Chicago, wasn't she?
Yeah, she sure was. A wonderful person, but she was sort of known as the official storyteller of Chicago, the first lady of children's music. She recorded 40 albums for kids. Her work is recognized by the Library of Congress. Ella Jenkins died over the weekend at a senior living facility on the city's south side. She was 100 years old. There'll be a private service for her held on Friday. But if you've got kids or grandkids, look up the music of Ella Jenkins. It's charming. It's lovely. It's very engaging for kids. And she's been on our show so many times over the years. She is a lovely, lovely, lovely person, and my condolences to her family.
What is the buzz on the Wicked movie? What are you hearing?
Well, I can tell you a lot about it because that's where I was last week. I was in Los Angeles. I saw the movie adaptation of the incredibly popular stage musical Wicked, kind of the pre-story of the Wizard of Oz story of how the witches came to be, the wizard himself, etc. This one stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Sat down and talked with them. I talked with Jeff Goldblum, who plays the wizard in this movie. He's hilarious. Mostly in my interview, he is maybe one of my favorite people to interview. You just never know what he is going to say or do, and it's always hilarious in the movie. But this movie is great also. I'll give you many, many more details next week. The movie is going to open a week from Friday, so I can give you that buzz on it. I can give you the buzz that they had their official L.A. premiere last night. And Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande were there. Jeff Goldblum was there. The whole cast was there. This guy, Ethan Slater, he played SpongeBob in the SpongeBob SquarePants musical that made its pre-Broadway debut here in Chicago. While they were making the movie, he and Ariana Grande kind of kindled up a romance. They are a hot Hollywood item right now. And he remembered being here in Chicago. He remembered being in our WGN studios. He's a very, very nice guy on top of it. And they were all on the red carpet, walking the red carpet last night. Also, the original Wicked stars, Christine Chenoweth and Idina Menzel, were also on hand on the red carpet. This is also what happened with regard to Wicked news over the weekend. You know, Mattel was very proud to put out some Wicked toys on the market on Saturday. They went on sale, but were quickly removed from the store shelves. The toys are perfectly fine, but with the packaging, the box had a QR code on it that instead of taking you to the official Wicked movie website where it was supposed to take you, it accidentally took you to an adult porn site instead.
Oops.
Talk about Wicked. What surprise, kids. Mattel says they regret the error. They're telling parents to destroy the packaging. Several stores are still removing the product from them from the shelves. But, people are trying to see if they can get a collector's item in the deal. A dirty, naughty QR code.
One way to promote the movie.
I guess so.
Tell us about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and what they're up to these days.
Yeah, they have a new movie out as well that opened this past Friday called Small Things Like These. Now, the producers of the movie are Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. It stars Cillian Murphy, who was Robert Oppenheimer in the Oscar-winning role from last year. It's a kind of a small movie, almost like an independent, about a working family in Ireland who discovers some secrets about a nearby convent. But we did, we talked with all three of the guys on a Zoom chat about the movie and also their careers. I want to just start off with Ben and Matt. Congratulations on taking a chance on this young up-and-coming actor, Cillian, you know, and, you know, putting some money into his movie. That's a bold move on both of your parts, isn't it?
Thank you. You know, I saw some of the scene work he was doing in Oppenheimer, and I called Ben and I said, there's a kid on this movie who I think has a future.
And I was like, Scarecrow? I love it.
What was it, you know, that interested both of you in being part of this project?
I mean, the people involved. You know, the script was beautiful from an incredible Claire Keegan novella. So obviously, the material was absolutely first rate.
But it's also like really, really beautifully well executed, which even for really talented, supremely talented people like this is still a difficult thing to do.
Cillian, talk to me a little bit how life-changing the last year has been for you, deservedly so, and now this project. Is it mind-blowing for you?
Honestly, I can't really believe it's still the same year, but it is. Yeah, it's been a bit dreamlike, you know, it's been a bit of a fever dream. But I kind of did what I just went straight back to work after March and just got straight back into it. But it's been pretty wild, yeah, and amazing and beautiful and overwhelming and so very humbling. But I really just haven't processed it all or sat down and thought about it all, I think. I probably should do that at some point.
Make a film in Ireland, too, at home for you. That had to be special, right?
Yes, I hadn't made a film at home in a long time. Not for want of trying. It was just wasn't, you know, the right story hadn't come along. It was amazing to be able to work with all this. We have incredible crews in Ireland, you know, and I have all these amazing Irish actors, and a lot of whom I've known for a long time. Eileen Walsh, who plays my wife in the film, I've known her for like 28 years. So, you know, like you got that for free when Tim put the camera on us.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm-hmm. The movie is called Small Things Like These. It is in select theaters now. And if you're a movie fan, by the way, as we have been speaking, the new trailer for the next Mission Impossible movie has been released, and you can see it on YouTube. It's going to be all over the web within a few minutes. Mission Impossible 8, The Final Reckoning, is available, and it's out there as we speak.
I thought you were about to say, as we've been speaking. I checked out that QR code for Mattel's Wicked.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Naughty Boy.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.